This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, King, K-I-N-G, date of birth February 1st, 1954. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. King with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. His last visit was November 4th, 2025. He's been feeling well. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No chest pain or palpitations. He does have paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, but no recurrence of that. He does take Eliquis and D like David, O, F like Frank, E, T, I, L, I, D, E, 250 milligram twice a day, antiarrhythmic. Rarely uses Lasix for edema, and things are well controlled. Also, he has type 2 diabetes, and that is well controlled with oral medication. No current peripheral edema. Physical exam, weight is 300 pounds, pulse is 70 and regular, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 82. Lungs are clear, heart is regular without rub or murmur, abdomen is obese without ascites, he has a trace of ankle edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 22nd, 2026. Creatinine is 1.24. Actually, that has improved GFR of 61. Sodium, 137. Potassium, 4.6. Carbon dioxide, 28. Calcium is 8.9. Albumin, 3.7. And phosphorus, 4.4. His hemoglobin is 17.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with actually improved creatinine level in April. He will continue to have labs checked every 3 months. Two, hypertension is well controlled. Three, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, that is stable. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.